WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, and of course the rest of the world as well. This is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to the music you might otherwise miss. With the new WMFO protocols, I'll be doing just a one-hour show. However, there'll still be lots of new music that was recently released, and most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with music from Abra Moore, Hoodoo Gurus, and The Ocean Blue. I also have new tunes from Miles Kane, The Sacred Souls, and Yumi Zuma. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Girl in Red. This is Rush Lovers here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Music you can't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Yeah. government leaders. I told people that no one could beat us. I hitch a ride on a camel's back in the sand.
Well,
Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name's TK. You are tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. Finished it there, the opening set of the 10 o'clock hour with music from Miles Kane. If the name doesn't sound familiar, it's mostly because he's always been part of a band. He started out as the lead singer of the Rascals, which was a good gig. He kept busy over the years, but as chance would have it, one of Kane's other band formations, the Little Flames, got to be friendly with Alex Turner, the frontman of the Arctic Monkeys. While on tour together, the synergy between the artists was remarkable, and they felt compelled to do some work together and created a band called The Last Shadow Puppets. That's how I rediscovered him. He's been with other configurations as well. This one he's doing solo and getting ready to release an album called Change the Show. That tune is called Nothing's Ever Gonna Be Good Enough. It's a pre-release single and features the lovely and talented Miss Corinne Bailey Ray on that as well. Ryan Darden before that from the album I Am a Moth with Camel's Back. Evermore from 1997 to release Strangest Places with Four Leaf Clover. The Greeting Committee from This Is It, great album from them. You've Got Me. And we started with Girl in Red and her single called Rush Lovers.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Visit VetTix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
We have music coming to you in this hour from Hoodoo Gurus, The Ocean Blue, and Morrissey. Next up is the latest tune from a band called The Sacred Souls. They are a sweet-sounding soul trio out of San Diego, California. They feel like a band out of time to me. They've committed to analog and drawing inspiration from obscure bands, but making it work so well. It all began with 23-year-olds Alex Garcia and Sal Samano. They grew up in Chula Vista, surrounded by Chicano soul music, piles of records, and lowrider culture. They were on their own and didn't know what to do because they were doing instrumentals. But, you know, they really weren't necessarily lyrics persons. They actually ran into Josh Lane and his wonderful voice, and the band was formed. They recently signed to Deptone Records, which is a great soul label. And together, in January of this year, they released a single, Will I See You Again? I was actually drawn to the B-side. This is called It's Our Love. It's the latest music from The Sacred Souls here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
No one, I can
Oh, Freeform Radio, Tufts University. My name is TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Finished up there with a tune from a band called Hegarty. Hegarty is an unsigned indie acoustic rock five-piece currently based in Liverpool, England. They're fronted by the band's namesake, David Hegarty. They've been punching away at it since 2014. I ran across them, back in 2020. That tune was called There Must Be More to Life Than This. It's melodic with a touch of sadness. I was really drawn to it and came out April 20th of last year. Also squeezed in there, we had music from Hoodoo Gurus from Stone Age Romeos. That tune was called My Girl, and These Sacred Souls got it all going with It's Our Love. Still lots of music to go as we work our way through the 10 o'clock hour. We've got next up for you a tune from Mating Ritual. Mating Ritual is really just a stage name for Ryan Marshall Lahan. He's a singer-songwriter and makes his base of operations in the Los Angeles area. I first found him in 2016 with the release of a song called Look the Other Way. This song is called The Bungalow. Came out in 2020. Music from Mating Ritual here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Like life on Rodeo. street skinny with a mango cut on everyone. Can make you feel invincible. It ain't like life on Rodeo.
Music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to 91.5 WMFO, Freeform Radio from Tufts University. Finished up there with the three-song set with a tune from Tugboat Captain. Tugboat Captain is a mixed-gendered indie new pop do-it-yourself four-piece out of South London. Band's been compared to Belle and Sebastian and the Wave Pictures. They released that single, Be Strong, Smoke Less, in March of 2019. The song has got some great elements to it, including jangly guitars with a pop shoegaze quality to it, and I like the boy-girl vocal exchange too as well. That was released as a standalone single. The Ocean Blue from 1989, self-titled debut album, Drifting, Falling, Mating Ritual with The Bungalow. Just a reminder, we'll be doing another version of Music You Might Otherwise Miss on Thursdays on WBRS.org, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It'll be the new release show for the first hour. We'll introduce you to the newest music that just came out over the past week or so, followed by another hour of an eclectic blend of new folk indie alternative, along with some classics thrown in. But most of it, it's music you haven't heard before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Come find your new favorite song with me. Speaking of new music, this is new stuff from Yumi Zuma. Yumi Zuma is a mixed-gendered indie alt dream pop foursome out of New Zealand. I found them originally in 2014 and been following them ever since. It's been kind of quiet for the band, but they finally broke that silence with a new single, Give It Hell, back in September of this year. Also just released another new single called Mona Lisa in November, and I'm liking that one too, and I'm hoping that an album is on the way. New music from Yumi Zuma here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Just sound signs, you know the right blues. We listen to everything so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
That'll do it for me again for another terrific Tuesday. Thanks for joining me. I had a blast. I hope you had some fun too. Hope you got a new song deal because that's the point of this whole process. This is TK for Music You Might Otherwise Miss saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Phoenix off the Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix album. This is Listomania. Hopefully I'll see you on Thursday at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for the other installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss on WBRS.org. And again, here on Tuesday at 10 a.m. on WMFO.org. You all have a great day.
drink less, but see it grow. Like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not hard to let it go. From a mess to the masses. See it grow like a ride, oh, not easily offended.